This is the Shit You Need to Know podcast. I'm your host, Martha Riley. I'm a TEDx speaker, cheese pizza lover, and master human connector. I help introverts, people with social anxiety, and awkward humans of the world find confidence, connection, and their cool factor. Because have you ever been to a party and someone asked you a question that you didn't know the answer to? Yeah, me too. It fucking sucks. But that's where I come in. I'm asking the questions so you'll have the answers. So sit back, relax, because there's shit we need to know. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Shit You Need to Know podcast. This is going to be fun and special because I've never done this before. I'm recording the first episode with my new co-host, which you will meet in a minute. But before we get to that, let's start off with a question. And this one is pretty easy. What's your favorite season? Because mine is spring, even though my birthday is in January. No one really likes the winter, at least in Minnesota, because it's so fucking cold. So I prefer spring because you can get outside. You can, you know, it's raining. It's good nap weather and some good movies start coming out. It's like award season. Well, I guess that's more winter still. But anyways, my answer is spring. Colby, what about you? What's your favorite season?
My favorite season is fall. Because that's when the football and the basketball happens at the same time. And really, is there a better part of the year?
I don't know.
Because, okay, let's break this down. Let's look at all the months, all right, or seasons. Welcome to the new podcast, everybody. This is let's break down the seasons. Let's start at winter. Winter sucks. I'm in North Carolina. I will complain as much as anybody, and people like Martha will make fun of me, and I don't care. 50 is cold. I'm gonna get cold.
Oh my god, 50 is fucking warm. Especially like if it was 50 in December, I'd be like, what the fuck? This is global warming. We need to I hate when people say, oh yeah, it's global warming when it's getting warmer. And I'm like, no, that's also global warming. Like it's more extreme temperatures both ways. And I don't think people know that.
Exactly. And it's been snowing like crazy the last couple, like it's been I feel like I have to like couch everything in like air quotes that the listeners can't see. It's been snowing more than normal in North Carolina the past couple winters, and I am not a fan of it. I saw the most snow I've ever seen in my life the past 2 years, and I don't like it.
Where in North Carolina do you live?
I live in, we'll get into it, but I'm going to get into this question first because I have feelings. I live in Greensboro, which is in the Triad area of North Carolina, kind of like smack dab in the middle. I'm an hour and a half from Charlotte. I'm an hour from Raleigh.
Okay, so I've never been to North Carolina. What would a first-time visitor, like, is that a hot spot tourist location or is that more like, you know, a suburb of something exciting?
It's not a suburb because it's too far from anything to be a suburb. It's very much its own city. For a while, it was the 69th largest city in the United States.
Wow. Which is nice.
It's 68th now, which is unfortunate. But it is the third biggest city in North Carolina, about 270,000 people. And there are a lot of colleges in Greensboro. So it's like a bit younger, which means that there also is a lot of people who don't have a lot of money because we all just graduated. So
I mean, welcome to the world. Welcome exactly. To the Gen Z millennial world. I'm trying to figure out, okay.
Are you looking at a map in North Carolina?
No, I don't care that much.
Yikes. I'm looking at dang, are we starting bad? Wow.
Bad blood right out the bat. No, Minneapolis. Well, I live in St. Paul, so it's like Twin Cities. So well, shit, now what's St. Paul? So Minneapolis is the 16th largest city in the United States.
Right in front of Charlotte, I believe.
Oh, okay. I've actually heard Charlotte compared, like, that is a comparison to Minneapolis that has been made to me. I can't speak. I've never been there, so I don't know.
I've never been to Minneapolis.
Well, Now you have a reason to. We probably should fix that.
To compare it with Charlotte. So yeah, winter sucks. Spring, I have to get back to the question. Spring, I have allergies. Okay. And that's no fun. So, and I sneeze a lot.
I take allergy pills 2 times a day. And I have for probably like 5 years now, because I went to a dermatologist once and I had this like weird rash thing on my back that I was super itchy all the time. So they did like the scratch test where they scratch to see how inflamed it gets. I know it's gross and it's weird, but, and I had a med school student. I didn't even have like an actual MD yet. Like, well, I think medical students are MDs, but not licensed ones. So she was scratching me and like she didn't scratch hard enough. And the doctor comes in and it's like, okay, just take 3 Zyrtecs a day. And I was like, what the fuck? That seems like so much. Then I just backed it down to 2. I've been taking 2 ever since, and I don't want to stop in case it comes back and I start getting really fucking itchy, because that would be like really scary. I don't want it.
A little bit. You don't want it. So yeah, spring is itchy. Not a fan.
What would you rate spring on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best?
3.5.
Whoa, that's low.
Well, so you have all that stuff. And then on top of that, and we'll get into this. North Carolina is like a college. I keep saying that. And I promise we will. North Carolina is a college basketball state, and college basketball ends in April, which means I'm either going to be really sad because my team lost, which, you know, there are 120 some teams in the country. So odds are.
Dude, Minnesota has made the March Madness tournament like fucking 1 time in the last 5 years, maybe 2, but then we get knocked out in the 1st or 2nd round every time. So
yeah, y'all were up against Louisville this year because it was Son Patino versus, yep, yeah, versus Daddy Patino's old team.
I was literally gonna call him Daddy Patino before you even said that. What does that say about us?
Don't do that. So there's spring and then there's summer. We go to summer. I'm so glad about the direction of this podcast. So we get to summer, and summer in North Carolina is so hot.
Is it humid or is it dry heat?
Is humid. Okay. It's the south. It's very much the south.
Well, I know Texas is dry heat. I mean, someone in Texas. Well, I don't know.
Depends on where you are in Texas.
That. Yeah.
El Paso is dry because El Paso is in a mountain desert.
Well, it's also right next to Mexico.
Yeah. And then if you go to like Houston, which is like off the Gulf, like that's going to be humid.
I will have to ask a Texan. Maybe that'll be a segment on the podcast. Ask a Texan, how is life different down there than anywhere else?
Ask a Texan is my favorite subreddit. So yeah, that process of elimination leads me to fall.
Why do you like fall?
Because it's like I can wear like a cardigan every now and then. I can like break out the flannels. You get to watch the football. You get to still be hopeful about basketball before all your dreams are crushed. It's a good time.
All right. I'll accept that. I think fall would probably be my second favorite season. The only reason I don't like it so much in Minnesota is because once it hits fall, like, it's nice and you can go like apple picking and shit if you think that's cute. But then it gets cold like really fast. Like, it's like we have September, it's still kind of hot. Sometimes it can be 90 like that first weekend of September, and then it gets nice
in September.
Yeah, we have such weird weather here, and then we go down, and then it's like
so weird
fucking October, and then 1 October, 91. If you live in Minnesota, you've heard the story before. There was a blizzard of like 15 inches in October, and like literally every person I know that was born before 1991 has told me the story, so it's a thing. But then like November hits, and then it's cold, and then it's Thanksgiving, and then it's December, and then it's cold, then it's January, then it's cold, then it's February, then it's cold, then it's March, and then it's okay again. So it's like, what, like every, like seasonal affective disorder is like really fucking real here. And I have one of those happy lamps to get me through. Like, that helps a lot, actually. Like, that's a real strategy. So anyways, we agree to disagree on the seasons.
So let me tell you about what happens with snow and ice in the South for all of your Minnesota listeners, since there's a thing that I've noticed, at least with the Northerners that I know, who think that the South can't handle anything like a flake of snow. Here's what happens. It snows, right? And we'll get like 6-7 inches, like there's snow on the ground.
Yeah.
And then the next day is 60 degrees. That night is 25 degrees. So all the snow melts and then freezes again at night. And it happens like that for days and days and days, which leads to ice. Ice is heavy and brings down power lines and trees, and we do not have the infrastructure to clear that.
That's fair. You should get the infrastructure. I like, if it happens year after year, what's the fucking problem? Like, you just buy some snowplows.
I mean, it's not like we don't have snowplows. It's that we have other places to put the money.
Okay, so you know in Frozen how whatever the fuck his name... Oh my god, what's his name?
Oh, that's my favorite character.
You know his name? Reindeers are better than people. That guy. Sven? Or is that the reindeer's name?
I think Sven's the reindeer. Sven, don't you think that... Yeah, Sven's the reindeer. For sure the reindeer.
Alright, so reindeer guy. You could be like reindeer guy in Frozen and make a shit ton of money selling ice for people. Just...
That's my new venture.
I'm imagining that, and I'm not mad about it.
Who wants to invest...
All right,
Kristoff, boom.
Kristoff, okay.
Hans is the evil boyfriend. Okay, let's get into the podcast, y'all.
Yes. So, hey, who are you? Like, tell me about yourself. We already know you're from North Carolina, and tell, like, how did we meet also? Because that's kind of a cool story. I guess I can tell that part too, but you start it off.
So, my name is Colby. I am a soon-to-be, as you record, 23-year-old from North Carolina. I went to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I was, after a journey, a sport administration major with a music minor. I like long walks on the beach. I enjoy watching basketball and football. Oh, I have a podcast that's not this. That is called Never Made Varsity. It is with me and three of my buddies from North Carolina, from the university. We were all in marching band together, and we were all in a fraternity together. And we would talk about sports all the time in our group meet. And they told us to take it somewhere else, so we put it on the internet. And that's how I got started. So that's fun. What else about me? I like Game of Thrones, which is how Martha and I met, pretty much.
Yeah. So I talked about this before, and especially on my Con of Thrones episode, but I'm part of a Slack community for a podcast, and it's very active. Like, surprisingly, even I think it started a year ago, and I didn't join up until a couple months ago, but you've been on it the whole time, right?
Pretty much.
We kind of bonded together because we're the youngest people. I'm not the youngest. You're not the youngest anymore, actually, but you were the youngest for a long time, and I was like, also... young. I mean, I'm 25. That's not that old, but we're just kind of trolls, and like trolls band together.
We are children of the internet.
Yes. We grew up on the internet. We know nothing else. And we also are, I feel like the moment I knew I liked you was when you remembered Rocket Power with me. And I was like, fuck yeah, this dude's cool.
I wanted to know, that was actually one of my questions for you. Like, what were your first impressions of me?
I think I thought, you were really funny because of your profile picture. And I was like, oh, this is like, he's a meme. Like this, he's trying to meme himself, whether or not that works or not. You can be the judge of that. But, and I was like, okay, this is funny. But yeah, then we just started talking and like, we were always active in the same channels. And I think anyone who has the same movie taste as me is automatically a good person. That's just low standards for me, maybe. We can talk about that later. Maybe that's a therapy session issue. Yeah, what were my other first impressions? I honestly don't remember the first few months of the Slack because it went by like so fucking fast. Like, I was there and then I inserted myself and now I'm not. But I think also your shared love for Lil Nas X. Do you like him? I'm just assuming you like him.
I mean, I know the song. and he's cool on Twitter, that's
okay.
Sure.
So you love him. Well,
yeah, pretty much. Yeah, he's my favorite.
So yeah, so that. What were your first impressions of me? I don't know if I like asking this question to people just because I'm scared they don't like me.
Yeah, that's why I agreed to be your co-host. when I feel like the Slack, and I've been a part of a couple like online communities, and I feel like sometimes some people are intimidated to just, because I was when I joined, and when I joined the other one, to like just get in there and start talking. And like the first time I saw you say anything, you came in like guns blazing, and I was like, oh, okay. That's an interesting approach. Interesting move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for her. And yeah, the kind of same thing. I was like, wait, she's not 30 years old. I feel like we're just shading everyone who's listening.
Yeah, to this. If anyone listened to us, they'd be like, oh, fuck, these young people again. It's like a running joke on the Slack, too, that we always fuck with people about our age, because everyone's like, the majority of people are like above 30, like 30 to 40 is kind of the sweet spot, even like 30 to 35. And they're like, oh, we feel so old when Martha and Colby haven't ever seen a Harrison Ford movie. It's like, fuck you. I've seen Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I've seen the important ones. I've seen a Star Wars. I've seen an Indiana Jones. I got it. I get the Harrison Ford.
Yeah, that's the minimum requirements, apparently, besides like in Game of Thrones, which was that even a thing? Did that happen?
Wait, Harrison Ford in Game of Thrones?
No. Did Game of Thrones happen?
Allegedly. Allegedly. Okay. Now that we're... No, I will say this, since you know what? This is my podcast now. I will say this about Game of Thrones.
I knew this was fucking going to happen.
It is, on retrospect, season 8 is not terrible. Next question.
I think if you take it like as a package, like if you're like, okay, what if you just put season 8 into... I bet if you chopped it up and made it into a 2-hour movie, it would actually be pretty good.
I also think that the people who have never seen Game of Thrones, who are starting to get like binging the whole way through and like never waited week to week, will have an easier time with how it ended.
I think so too.
This is not a Game of Thrones podcast, so let's ask the next question.
What is something that, you know, you feel like you face because you're a millennial that no one else does? And you can go into why you think you're maybe a millennial or maybe not a millennial. I don't know. You can decide that for yourself. So does that make sense?
Yeah. Everyone tells me I'm not a millennial. So sure. I feel like I'm on the cusp because I was born in 96. And there are some things of millennials, especially like younger millennials I identify with. There's some stuff with Gen Z that I identify with, mostly like my love of vines. So I feel like, you know, I'm kind of in the middle. So the thing that sticks out, which I might come up with something better later as this podcast goes on, but the thing that I've been talking to with people older than me the most is that I feel like people don't realize how broke millennials are.
Yeah.
And like, because here's what spawned this conversation with my parents is when my dad was looking at some of his retirement stuff. I live at home. I'm one of those millennials.
I live at home now too, so.
Yeah, out here.
Just imagine us in our basements recording podcasts to try to stay alive. This is content creation, bitches.
My dad said, because sometimes I complain about how little money I make, which, you know, I have a job. I should be happy that I am getting paid for something in my field, whatever. My dad was talking about what his first salary was, since he could look at all of that. And then I put it in an inflation calculator, and he would be making about twice as much as I'm making right now at the same age. Which was, like, I was already disheartened, and that was very disheartening. I think a lot of, like, I don't want to say Gen X, because they kind of felt it a little too, but, like, younger boomers with kids and older boomers, all boomers, don't realize how broke we are and how much easier it was for them to get started.
I think that's fair too, because I'm now that you said that, I'm thinking about my parents, and my mom had her college education paid for. My grandma and grandpa on my mom's side were both teachers, so they like had a really good pension and saved a lot of money. Like literally all four was my family. So my mom and her three sisters got all of their college paid for. My dad was in a different situation. He came from a poor family, but he paid his way through. So he would like take breaks in semesters and like save up money to and work, and then he would go back and finish college. So he doesn't actually like know when he graduated, because it wasn't in 4 years. It took him a lot longer than that, but he also graduated with no debt. So I feel like the concept of even like taking student loans out is different to boomers, because maybe they didn't have to do it, or maybe they got it paid for, or maybe they fucked up and didn't save enough for us. I don't know. That it could be any one of the three situations, or I just spend too much. Like that's also, we don't have to get into that. That's a sob story.
More important than we all have loans, which the majority of, I don't know about the actual statistics, but a lot of us have loans after we leave college.
I would say the majority of it. I would be surprised. I would want to look at that number too. But
and a lot of that is because college is expensive. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
That we have to take out loans.
Vote Bernie. Oops, gonna edit that out. This is not a political commentary podcast.
Oh, we can be. Okay, whatever. We can, that's my later message. We're broke. Give us money.
Well, and just like be understanding too.
Yeah.
Because I think that's, understanding is good. But anyway.
But also give me money specifically.
Okay. We don't have a Patreon yet, so hold up. What is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
So I had to leave a note because I get this question a lot. And
really?
I can never think of anything. Yeah. And I either block it all out or I just roll with stuff really easily. But this is one that kind of stuck out in my head. So when I was a kid, I went to a basketball camp here in Greensboro. And it was a half day camp. It was like 8:30 to 12:30. And a lot of days, one of my friend's moms would pick us up and we would go to his house and play video games for the rest of the day. For whatever reason, I had just seen, I think there was a commercial back in the mid 2000s, of a clip, of the clip from Risky Business, the one that everyone knows of Tom Cruise dancing in his underwear to the song.
Oh no, I see where this is headed.
It's not that bad.
Okay.
That song came on like, was it like Midnight Club? We were like playing that game. And it was on one of the radio stations. And little, like, 7-8-year-old me was, like, dancing to the song, like Tom Cruise, with, like, my back to the door, turn around, and his mom was staring right at me, like, trying so hard not to laugh.
That's cute, though. That's not embarrassing.
It hurts. It's one of those, like, about to fall asleep and remember something happened, embarrassing things.
And you're like, oh, here's the anxiety again. Were you naked or anything, or just?
No, God, no. No, it was just one of those things where it's like, I wish I would have known the audience.
You read the room.
Yeah, did not read the room. Learned that lesson early.
I have far more embarrassing things, but I will.
No, I know I do. I just can't think of them right now.
No, that's a good one. That's like a good kid moment. What's your favorite frozen pizza?
So what are the big ones? You got the DiGiorno's, right?
Yep.
And it's fine. It's like your standard. It's like the Domino's of frozen pizza.
That's okay. Good analysis.
I'm a fan of the Red Baron. Red Baron has really good thin crust frozen pizzas. I can dig it. But honestly, Walmart brand frozen pizzas are real good.
Oh. So we don't really like, we have Walmart, but they're not super prevalent, especially in the Twin Cities, because this is where Target started. Like,
oh, we don't have Walmart.
I know. I sound bourgeois.
We don't do Walmart here in the Twin Cities.
We do have one now, but the first Target ever was actually the Target I like grew up going to. And on the receipt, like on the store, it would say T1, which I always thought was really cool. Yeah, we don't really have those there. So we do have one. I think it's close to me. I'll have to check that out. Because they also have these weird like chicken things that are pre-made and they're really good on top of like salads or bowls or whatever. Like they're just chicken cubes. And I want to find those again because I used to, any, it's not important, but they're really good. I should look into them.
You said you have to check it out. Like it's a club Stefan was talking about on SNL.
What would the title be? Chicken in a Walmart freezer. Yeah, no, that's probably pretty accurate.
It has everything.
Seasoning. Late night employees. I'm not a comedian.
I'm close.
Yeah, you're better than me.
No. I've written stand-up before.
Oh, really?
I'd never performed it, but I wrote it.
You can perform it on here. Safe space.
Those jokes are not funny.
I tried workshopping one. Actually, no, I did try writing stand-up once, and it ended up being, I was trying to write about my dad's side of the family because we were at, and this is going to sound bad, but we were at an Olive Garden, I think, and they were thinking it was like the most deluxe restaurant they had ever been to because they didn't go out to eat that much, so it wasn't like that or anything. But and I was gonna like workshop how like they think that's better than everyone else. I don't know. It was not a joke in my mind, and it sounds really dumb now. Just makes me sound like a mean kid. Next question. What does human connection mean to you? And this is purposely vague, so you can take it in whatever direction you want.
What does human connection mean to me?
I ask it because I like knowing how people think of other people, I guess. So, like, human connection to me is very much like, okay, friends and how we value our friends. Some people have answered, like, the clients I serve are my human connection. Some people have been like, well, I do this, and like, by doing this and networking, I can connect with other people, or very much like, anything like that. Yeah. So like my version of human connection is like being able to do this podcast, talking to different people, and now talking to you. That's what my version is. So what say you, sir?
So I work in a quasi customer service role. So on our heavy days, I'm talking to a lot of people for a large majority of the day, which is a lot and is draining because I'm an introvert. But I feel like even as an introvert, I'm figuring out about myself that being around my friends is like my 3D friends is important. I am a lot happier. Like I'm just a lot happier when I'm around those people, or I know that I can be around those people quickly. I think that something that, at least, like, me and my friends, I am just a little over a year out of college, and a lot of my friends are, like, leaving college or are about to leave college.
Oh, yeah.
And the change from being literally, like, a five-minute walk away from your friends to, like, one of my best friends in the world lives in Atlanta now. And that's really, like, it's tough not being around those people that you, like, bonded with. And you bond super tightly because you live together and you work together and you have these hard times together because there's nowhere else to go. So you turn to them, right? Being able to see those people regularly or being able to, like, savor the moments I have with those people is important. So that's how I will answer that question on August 2nd.
I think that's good too, because I am not a year out of college. I'm fucking 3 years, which is crazy. And like, it does take a lot of work to maintain those friendships. And it's also like, it's also kind of hard to make new friends depending on your situation. Like maybe you work with a bunch of people who aren't your age. Like those aren't hangout friends. They can be work friends and good like mentors or whatever, but sometimes it can be really hard to find someone to like get a drink with when you're not in college. That's why I online date to get people to pay for my drinks. In this TED Talk, I will.
Smooth. You can't say that when you've actually done a TED Talk. You're not allowed to make that joke if you've actually done a TED Talk.
Oh my before. God, that's not fair. I could do so many fucking TED Talks. Yeah, that wasn't one of my episodes because I didn't want to do anything that week. And I was just like, I'm just going to download my TED Talk from YouTube and put it in an audio file.
There you go.
Fun fact. Yes. Well, I don't online date anymore. I would like to make that distinction.
I have never online dated.
Damn. That's impressive.
I know, right? I got lucky. Martha.
Yes, Colby.
Who are you?
Who am I? I used to have an elevator pitch ready when I was in college. And like you, I went to a bunch of networking events because I was in the business school. So here I was like, hi, I'm Martha. I'm a supply chain major or whatever the fuck. But now, who am I? That's a good question. Okay, I know how to answer this. I did an interview with someone, and it was my friend Allison, and she was like, I don't like answering this in, like, who am I, as in, like, what do I do? Because I could be like, oh, I'm a podcaster. But my name is Martha. I am a Capricorn, born on January 17th. Dangerously ambitious to a fault, and sometimes I feel like that can get in the way of spending quality time with other people. If I just want to be ambitious and work on things, I will say that I am someone who gets very like niched down and obsessed with things. Like for a long time, I would spend like hours at work researching the best audio quality possible. And then I like bought all this equipment and shit. So I get really into certain things. I have a spending problem that I'm working on. Is this Debtors Anonymous? What else? Yeah, I am a movie lover. My favorite movie fluctuates between Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Cool Runnings, Ocean's 11, and Call Me By Your Name.
I've seen one of those, one and a half.
Oh my God. Which one?
I've seen parts of Cool Runnings as it's been on Disney Channel, and I've seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh my Jesus.
We'll get through it, I promise.
What am I even saying, Colby? I don't know. Who am I? Can you tell me who I am?
Jean Valjean, next question. Why did you start a podcast?
Why did I start a podcast? Yeah, this is a good one. And I talk about it in one of my earlier episodes, but I will answer it again because I have a lot of things to say. And I wanted to put it in an easy format for people to listen to. Because one time my coworker was like, Martha, I don't know how to do my health insurance. And I was like, oh, I do. Like, you do this and this and this and this. And she's like, oh, how did you know that? I'm like, well, my dad kicked me off when I was 22. Like, I had to figure it out for myself. And then I was like, whoa, I have lots of other life experience that I could talk about. I have lots of, like, weird online dating stories. I have lots of friend stories. Like, I've actually lost a bunch of friends, which, I don't know. What does that say about me? And I like to think I'm funny. Like, I like to have hot takes on things and talk about them. So that's why I started a podcast. Shit You Need to Know.
Shit You Need to Know is a comedy podcast now.
Comedy and society and culture.
Let's go. How do you feel about the Baby Fever song?
So if you don't know what this is, it's a horrible song and we'll link it in the show notes.
How do you not?
I don't know. Some people, I didn't know until you guys posted it, but it's a stupid fucking song with like an animated baby and an animated dad. I mean, like, everything's animated. It's not just those two things.
It's like Blue's Clues. It's just,
I can't even sing the tune because I like push it out of my head immediately. But basically, the baby's like, I have a fever, daddy. And it's so weird. It's like Baby Shark, but worse.
And like, my music theory brain is like a series of chords that never resolve. Like, you think like the line is going to go somewhere and it just doesn't. It just stays where it is. And it's,
I'm looking up the lyrics to this.
It's so like disorienting to look at. Do you know what we figured out today, Martha?
What?
The mom is not a doctor. The mom is pretending to be a doctor in this. There is lore behind this video. I really think.
Wait, the mom comes in? I don't think I've ever watched that far. Isn't it just the dad?
So the dad takes the baby to the doctor. Please, everyone, pause the podcast. Go watch this video. It's like 2.5 minutes. Anyway, it's engraved in my head. So, right, the baby has a fever. I think the baby's faking because that either the baby's faking or the dad doesn't care that the baby has a fever. Either way, the dad takes the baby to what looks like a doctor. But the description of the video says, mom pretending to be pediatrician. Where's the truth, sir?
Okay, so I just looked up lyrics because I thought there was going to be lyrics, but instead I pulled up a song called Baby Fever by Starlito.
That's what we want.
Just lost $1,100 on a buzzer beater. Fuck, another band to make his bond. I'm my brother's keeper. Another band on Yo Baby Mama. I don't love her neither. So that's not what it's about, but I wanted to share that for some reason.
Thank you.
So in conclusion, I feel very badly about the song. I don't like it. I think it's weird, and but you should watch it. I mean, like, you should be in the know and know cool things. And that's
this is something that you need to know. This is one of the things that, like, is requisite watching for, like, continued existence on this planet. Next question. How do you feel about the concept of generations?
Okay, I want to say one more thing about the baby thing, though. I feel like we need to come up with a cool, like, a scale of, like, things we need to know. So, like, it could be shit you need to know. It could be stuff you need to know. Or, like, something you need to know. Like, there has to be, like, scales of how important it is for you to know. We'll workshop it. We'll come up with it later. Anyway.
Listeners, tell us. Tweet it at us.
We don't have a Twitter.
I have a Twitter.
I have a Twitter, too, but it's not public.
Well, it is public, I think, actually. Anyway.
Okay. It is, but I don't want people to know what it is. We'll make a Twitter.
Well, you can tweet your responses at me, at Colby Complaints, which is all one word, and I promise that's the only time I'm going to say all one word on this podcast. Next question. Generations, go. Why?
How do I feel about the concept of generations? Okay, Jesus. How do I feel about the concept of generations? That's a good question. And you know what? I think it's fucking bullshit. Like, yes, I get the concept of generations. I get that my mom is a generation older than me. I get that my grandma is a generation older than my mom and two generations older than me. Like, that is the definition of a generation. Other than that, I think people put way too much pressure on different generational divides, except you fucking, like, old baby boomers. What's the one after baby boomers?
Gen X.
Gen X, yeah. You're like, oh, you need to work harder. I'm like, you should pay us more, sir.
You should stop taking all the Social Security.
Yes, because I'm damn sure that is not going to be available when I am of retirement age. I am almost guarantee you. Maybe, I don't know. Someone will pull a Hail Mary. But I think it's bullshit. I think people always say, like, millennials are killing the napkin industry. Fuck them. Like, that's so stupid. And you could say, like, I don't know. I think it's a silly label. And I know that I put a lot of, like, personal emphasis on the label. Like, I do identify as a millennial, and I think that that can help some people. But overall, I think the concept is pretty stupid, and you are more than your age. Next question.
Why do you like Fast and Furious so much?
I just saw Hobbs and Shaw, which is a spinoff of Fast and Furious. So it follows Luke Hobbs and Deckard Shaw, and they used to be, like, mortal enemies, but now they are together to, like, save the world and save Deckard's sister, Jason Statham, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Fantastic film. I chef-kissed during the movie. There is a stunt where, I'm going to spoil it for you because it's not really a spoiler, but...
Am I going to see this movie, Martha?
Yeah. I don't know. You tell me.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay. So you're not going to see it? Is that what I'm getting?
I have seen nary a Fast nor a Furious.
Well, I've seen all of them multiple times. So here we go. So there's a stunt where basically they're driving, like, a truck cab, and they throw, like, I don't know. They throw, like, a hook on the helicopter, and they're like, okay, we need to bring the helicopter down, make it crash. But then they're starting to get lifted up. So one guy backs up to the car, puts his hook on, and now there's two cars in this train. Another guy does this, so there's three cars on the train, and then there's four cars on this, like, train, all trying to bring the helicopter down, and then they, like, drift around this curve, and it is, like, the best stunt ever. I'm like, this is so fucking ridiculous that it is amazing. I'm so impassioned talking about this movie. I'm, like, waving my hands. You can't see me, but, yeah. I like it because it's good fun. It's a fun, fine time at the movies. The character acting sucks, but you really get the sense that, like, they actually are all friends out of the set, because Paul Walker, who died in a car crash, yikes, he died, and Vin Diesel named his daughter Paulina, like, after Paul Walker. Like, that's how close they were. Yeah, you didn't know that? And besides, actually, Vin Diesel and The Rock do have sort of beef together, but they're just like funny action movies. There's going to be 10 of them, which is a large amount of movies about cars. Because it's not actually like about cars. Like, they drive fast cars.
It's about family.
Exactly. And that's, I wrote an editorial piece for my college newspaper on this. Like, this was published in the University of Minnesota's newspaper. I'll have to go find it and link it because it's really funny. But I was like, Fast and Furious movies aren't just about cars. They're about family.
Beautiful. No, I love it.
What movie do you want to watch that you haven't watched yet that I've referenced many times or you've heard me say? It doesn't have to be Fast and Furious.
So I have a poster that my sister gave me to encourage me to watch more movies, which I feel like was a little bit of shade because on my podcast, I review movies sometimes. I mean, I have not seen a lot of the important movies in the film canon. So you've seen... I think we now know that you have seen at least 20 or 30 more than I have.
Yes, according to, like, random people's definitions of what a good movie is. But
or anyways, their favorite movies.
Like, Star Wars, not a good movie.
You haven't seen Star Wars!
Yeah, I know it's not going to make my favorite movie list, because now it's just too fucking overhyped, and I'm getting annoyed about it.
You want me to bring your hype down?
No, because I do like Adam Driver, and I think I'll like that part.
Oh, you have miles to go before you, Adam Driver.
Miles to go before I sleep with Adam Driver.
That's oh, there you go. I was trying to figure out how to get there, and you found it. Ocean's 11 is on that poster. I was planning on watching either Inglourious Basterds or Pulp Fiction tomorrow.
Let's talk a little bit about the direction of the podcast. So as you now know, interviews are done. We're not going to do interviews anymore. It's just going to be me and Colby talking as like maybe some guests. Sometimes like a guest will come on and we'll do like a three-way interview. The shows will also probably be a little bit longer than they have been just because we're still figuring it out and getting used to each other. I mean, this was our first time. I think this went fucking phenomenally. Maybe you disagree.
This is really fun.
I know, right? Like, it's just, we're just talking, having a good time. Got to get some, like, drinks the next time. Wow, we are so doing that room podcast. It's done. We're doing it.
Now I regret that. I regret saying that I've never seen The Room.
You just have to get, like, okay, so the first time I watched it, I've seen it twice. I got super drunk and I fell asleep. So then I had to watch it in the morning sober. Like I won't spoil it for you, but there's a key part at the end, which is like the one thing that you should know about the movie, once you've seen it. And I fell asleep during that part. I had to like wake up and watch it. And my boyfriend at the time was like, "You fell asleep during that part. You literally had 10 minutes left." But I was like, "No, when I drink a lot, I get really sleepy." I think that happens to everyone.
It's a depressant.
It is. You're right. It is, isn't it? This podcast. It'll still be the Shit You Need to Know podcast. It's still going to be me. We're just adding a friend, a new friend you have. And we're going to be talking about some things that like matter a lot to us. So it'll still be like very much things you need to know or shit you need to know, whatever. But we're just going to put our spin on it because I realize that it's more fun when you get to know someone and like hear their life stories rather than me interviewing a guest that you don't really know. You probably won't ever look up again. I mean, maybe you will. Maybe some of you have been like, "Oh, that person was really cool. Like, I'm going to look her up on the internet." But that's, you know, but every week you can keep coming back to us. We'll have the same content, more stories and stuff. So it's just more fun. I think it's more fun for me and it's more fun for everyone listening to have a co-host.
I think this is going to be really fun. I am not used to only podcasting with one other person. I'm used to it being a very crowded, Skype or Google Hangout whenever we record. So I think this is fun. It's different. I am used to doing like a quasi news podcast of like talking about like current. I say news like we're doing important stuff. We're talking about what happened in the sports world that week. So I think it'll be interesting doing a podcast that doesn't kind of have like a baked in thing. And there's like, there aren't going to be weeks where it's like, okay, I guess we have to talk about this, because if we don't talk about this, people are going to be like, why didn't you talk about this? So I am excited about that aspect of the podcast. By the way, I'm still going to be doing Never Made Varsity. But yeah, this will be an interesting change of pace, and I'm excited for it.
I'm excited too, because I listened to Never Made Varsity, and that's how I knew.
Why did you do that?
You can't say you're still going to do your show and then trash it. Okay, it's a fine podcast. Colby's podcast is fine. I liked it enough that I was like, hey, like, what if you were my co-host? Like, we kind of bounced that around for a little bit. And you're like, yeah, let's do it. So I appreciate your enthusiasm. But I'm also excited because you did say there are like four of you. And I think it's more fun when it's just two people, because you can like talk more and like have more personality. So I think that's good for you. You need this outlet, and I am giving it to you.
Yeah, David, Aaron, Maverick, you have no personality. You heard it here first.
I'm going to edit that out for you.
Love you, boys. I really do. I love them. They're great.
Yes.
I love them so much.
Good.
That sounded sarcastic. I really do. Oh my God, I'm going to stop talking now. Yeah, let's do the dang thing.
Let's do the dang thing. This episode is not like the start of the new podcast. I have a few more interviews that I want to finish up that I thought were really good and I didn't want to toss aside. The next 6 weeks, 5 weeks are all going to be interviews that were really meaningful to me and like I learned a lot. And then after that, it's just going to be me and Colby all the fucking time. Cool. Well, we will see you soon on the Shit You Need to Know podcast. And always, you can find me on Instagram at Real Martha Riley. And you can find Colby at...
Find me on Instagram and Twitter at Colby Complains. That is C-O-L-B-Y Complains.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Shit You Need to Know podcast. I've set up a phone number in case you have a question you need answering or just want to talk. Feel free to give me a ring at 301-941-7448. That's 301-941-SHIT. Also, don't give me a ring. No one does that. You can text the number too. I don't know why I said ring. If you enjoyed this episode of the Shit You Need to Know podcast, feel free to subscribe on iTunes and rate it 5 stars.